Mayor and Council, thank you. My name is Jeff Flimlin, Professor Emeritus from Rutgers Cooperative Extension. I spent 38 years working with commercial fisheries and aquaculture. I'd like to go back to one of Wayne's points. Wayne, I'm sorry, but every time you bring out all those things, it keeps reminding me of the 37 black and white colored pictures with it. Thank God there's no seeing eye dog sitting up front. The last meeting I had mentioned that I thought that the zoning, if it were to be changed, should be changed to agriculture. Later on in the session, after I had left, Wayne said that even though it could be industrial, agriculture would be a use. My point was the other way around. My point was that if it was agriculture, it shouldn't be able to be industrial. Now, when you look at the maps and you see the number of acres here that are contiguous with the Matthews Brothers, if this goes industrial and that's industrial and the thing is successful, which I'm not sure it will be because the one in Frederickstad has not produced fish yet, then that whole thing becomes an industrial area. So that is a bit of concern. We have an industrial area already. This area is looked at for its use because of the access to the salt water. So Wayne talked about that it would have processing, freezing, waste management. Those are typical farm operations. If they're taking the guts out of the salmon before they ship them, that stuff's going to be frozen. That's not even going to see the light of day. It's going to be frozen. It's going to be shipped out. If there's a waste management issue, they're dealing with very good technology to reduce the nitrogen in there. Ammonia should not be an issue. Sound, I got an app on my phone for sound. I stood outside. My property line is right there. I stood outside the other night, and the sound of the brook of Little River is 35 decibels, so that's not a problem. So I still think that an agricultural designation, which the state is promoting, is still vital. The other part is about the freshwater availability. Wayne and I have gone back and forth on this. Eric Heim and Elizabeth Ransom sat in my living room last Wednesday. We talked for an hour. I said, so how's it going with the wells? And she didn't say, oh, it's great. That's what we got all the water we need. She didn't say that. She said, well, I kind of think that, we found some. We used a 4-inch drill. And if we had a 6-inch drill, it could have taken better. How much?
30 seconds.
So I'm not sure that water resource is there. I thought that they would grow out at full seawater. They're not going to grow out at full seawater. They're going to grow out at about 24 to 26 parts per thousand. And so that's going to be a need for more fresh water. So I think that whole part, and I think, Wayne, that you're going to be looking at that. But that is a very important part to take a look at that, how much that fresh water usage for three pipes going out into the bay, not just one. Thank you.
Thank you for your comment.